The hunt for a Marshall man who allegedly shot at a law enforcement officer last week is over, according to a news release from Troop F of the Missouri State Highway Patrol. At approximately 2:20 p.m. on Wednesday, officers with the Columbia Police Department attempted to stop a black sedan on North Oakland Gravel Road east of Alfalfa Drive in Columbia. Once it came to a stop, two females exited the vehicle, and a suspect reportedly fired one shot from inside. Two Columbia police officers discharged their firearms, and a male suspect was found deceased inside the vehicle. Nobody else was injured. The male suspect was identified as 35-year-old Troy Bateman. Bateman was being sought by law enforcement authorities regarding an active parole violation warrant for burglary. Bateman also was wanted for questioning in reference to the assault on a law enforcement officer after exchanging gunfire with a Missouri State trooper in Saline County on Friday, January 13th, and fleeing the scene. The investigation is ongoing by the Missouri State Highway Patrol's Division of Drug and Crime Control. The Higginsville Board of Aldermen elected a new city clerk and held a reception for the city administrator, who is retiring during its regular session on Tuesday of this week. Sherry Tiemann was approved by the aldermen to be the city clerk. Jeanette Dobson takes over as the new city administrator, replacing Lee Barker, who has been the city administrator since 2007 and has worked for the city for 16 years. Barker reflects on the city's improvements in the time he has been the city administrator.
We've done several improvements over the years. We put about a $4.5 million sewer improvements in the system. We did a several million-dollar power plant expansion out at our I-70 junction area. We've added several miles of newly constructed sidewalks in town, walking areas around the school and in the park area. There's been a new swimming pool going at our city park, so there's been several improvements over the years.
Barker also said Higginsville is a great community to live.
Higginsville is a great community, and it's been my pleasure and to be here and been part of it for the last 16 years. I think Higginsville's got a great community. They're supportive of the local government. The news media and the local paper are supportive of the city. So, you know, all that working together makes a great place to live and to work. So,
Barker's last day as city administrator will be tomorrow. An American Red Cross blood drive is scheduled to be held today in Howard County. According to a news release, the drive will take place from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall at 701 First Street in Glasgow. To make a blood donation appointment, visit the website redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Fayette R3 School Board is scheduled to have its regular session meeting this afternoon. According to the agenda, the board is scheduled to discuss a Missouri School Board Association policy update and hear reports from various departments. A closed executive session is also on the agenda for legal and personnel matters. The meeting is scheduled to start at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the school at 510 North Cleveland Street. And repeating our top story, the hunt for Troy Bateman is over. He was found dead in a vehicle in Columbia yesterday afternoon after a shootout with police officers. That is a look of news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.